8231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And no more Mark. He is, well, not no more forever. He'll be back probably on Wednesday. He's gone down to Florida with the family to enjoy a little time off, I suppose. So, good for him. In the meantime, you'll be here, Sam, and I think Julia's in tomorrow night. Monday, we've got Gardner, and then Tuesday, both of the hosts of Free Minds TV will be joining us, so that'll be fun. Nice. I don't think we've ever had both Nick and Toby on at the same time.
Toby hasn't been on in ages. I know he was on recently when I was in jail.
Yeah. So we'll take your calls about anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, speaking of jail, one of the things I'd asked you to do tonight, Sam, because is bringing a bunch of letters from your jail experience. You got so many of these things, and you did bring some in tonight. I want to share at least one if we have time. But after you had gotten out of jail, we did a little jail party at your house. It was just a small thing. It was your roommate at the time and myself. And you had all your snack food that you bought while you were in jail.
All the commissary stuff.
Yeah, yes. So we had like a jail snack food party, and it was fun. But one of the things we did during that was you brought out all the letters and the postcards, and you spread them out on your table. You've got a fairly large table, and it was no problem covering just the top of the table with some of the letters and the postcards you received. And it was one of the most stunning things, looking at the volume of correspondence that you received. Mostly thanks to Mike Barsky and Mail to Jail, mail-to-jail.com. Big thanks to him, because if he hadn't been there providing the Mail to Jail service, who knows how many of the people that maybe they felt like they didn't have enough time to go through all the steps to write the letter, and Mail to Jail was the factor that made it worthwhile for them. Mm-hmm. Who knows what percentage of the people that sent through Mail to Jail would have actually sent had Mail to Jail not actually existed. Because you received 80%+ of your mail and postcards through Mail to Jail.
Yeah, and it wasn't until I got home that I realized, wow, look at all of these letters and look at all of the people that wrote in. Because I was sitting there reading them every day, one after another, and it really kept me grounded with what I was doing, with why I was there. Hmm. It showed me on the outside some of the things that were going on, the difference that it was making, the people that were coming around to the ideas of liberty because of what I had done or found out about Free Talk Live or the Free State Project or, you know, just any the liberty activists in general. And then, yeah, once we spread it out all over the table, it was just amazing to see. I put it out again last night and took pictures of it, and I'm going to put a video together that kind of flies over all of the huge stacks of it.
Oh, cool. That'll be cool. Welcome back video.
Yeah, eventually I got so much that I had to take half of it and ship it out with the guards and have Ivy pick it up and take it home because it was
really
filling my tote bin. I didn't have room for all the junk food that I was eating.
That's amazing. All right, so we'll get to that stuff here in a bit. Of course, your calls are still the primary element of the program, and we'll start out with Dave in Nevada. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Sam.
Hey, good evening, gentlemen.
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, hopefully maybe you have my postcard and letter. I sent Sam a postcard and a letter. Of course, he probably doesn't remember mine specifically since there are so many, but anyway, I was listening to the podcast from yesterday. You were talking to the guy from Canada called talking about socialized medicine, and you said, hey, if anyone has any experience with this or knows anybody in the healthcare industry to call in. And, I'm calling in. I don't work in medicine, but my father does. My father, works in cardiac surgery.
Okay.
And, he also knows a lot of people throughout the country. And, one example, he was talking to me about like what would happen with, socialized medicine. And he was telling me that in, Buffalo, New York, I think something like 30% of the knee replacements done are people that come down from Canada because they just can't wait the amount of time, that they
have to
wait.
You'd think for something like a knee replacement, you could wait, right? What's the big deal? It's free if you wait. Why would you go down to Buffalo and have to pay?
Yeah, so it's really ridiculous. And he's in central Illinois, so they don't get too many people from Canada, but we know that, up in Wisconsin and Michigan, they'll get people, that do bypass and stuff like that. And part of the real problem is there's, if they're billing Medicare or Medicaid, typically what happens is they don't get like 100% of whatever the bill is. They'll get 15 to 30%.
Oh, geez, yeah, and then they have to make it up somewhere else, right? Whether they have to raise the prices for their cash payers and things like that.
Yeah, so they're really getting shafted by the government on that. Now, if you go to a system where you're using government health insurance, they're going to say, well, this is what we've been paying for these procedures, and that's what we're going to pay. So consequently, what's going to happen is that, they're going to make less money. They're going to have less money to spend on new technology.
Doctors will essentially take a pay cut, won't they? Or they'll have to spend less time with each of their patients.
Yes. Doctors will have to take a pay cut. There's everybody. Nurses, there's a huge shortage of nurses. They're underpaid and overworked. And there's a couple of docs in my dad's group that they retired early because they saw what was coming.
Uh-huh.
And they just were like, screw this, I'm out of here. And
that is something that's going to be more and more of a problem. And here's something I'd like to throw out there. Of course, we're talking about the idea of, some people are calling it Obamacare, but it's basically the idea of the Massachusetts healthcare system writ large, and even worse, where the government will begin offering insurance in the marketplace, essentially undercutting all of the competitors out there and subsidizing people's health insurance. Which enforcing people to sign up for it. So if you don't have health insurance and you don't sign up for the government's health insurance or somebody else's health insurance, then they'll force you. They'll take money from your paycheck if you're working at a corporate job, for instance, and then force you to sign up. So that makes me wonder, if you are a doctor, if you're a private doctor today, it is still your choice, from my understanding, your choice to take Medicare, to take Medicaid, to deal with the government. Because I know that there's a doctor here in New Hampshire, Toby from Free Minds TV recommends him, that you can go to and pay cash, and he doesn't take insurance.
At all.
Yeah, he doesn't take any insurance. So what's going to happen to doctors like him when the government comes in with this new plan that's mandating that everyone have insurance? And will it also mandate that the doctors take the government insurance? Well, it seems like something they would do.
How could he not?
How could he not? What? Not take it?
Not take these clients in?
Good point. They'll all have to have the government insurance. Will it be even legal to pay cash anymore?
Do you think his customers are going to want to say, "No, I'll go ahead and pay you in cash," given that I have this government mandated insurance plan?
No, they won't. They won't want that. Because it'll feel to them like it should be free.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll probably take in less money because the government isn't going to pay him what the services and things actually cost.
Right. So, if he doesn't go out of business, he's a fairly old guy, and he might just decide he might be one of those guys that throws in the towel at that point rather than have to deal with this. It's awful.
Yeah. And another thing that is most likely going to happen is they're going to tell you, okay, if you're using our health insurance, you must go every year for a physical. You must do this. You must do that. Mm-hmm. And they're, you're a smoker. Okay, well, you're not going to get the kind of benefits that someone who's healthy, not smoking.
Now, do they in Canada? Do they force people into going to physicals all the time? Because that would seem to – you want to talk about clogging up the system. It sounds like you might be speculating on that one.
I know that was something proposed under Hillary Care when Hillary mm-hmm. Clinton was running. I don't know if Obama's going to do that. I wouldn't be surprised if he did.
Well, you're right. They do want to try to cut back on the long-term risk costs of the patients. So that's why they all of a sudden will start to get a little more interested in banning things like trans fats and stuff like that. They'll identify various different food items and behaviors that are risky to one's health, like smoking and things like that, and they'll begin to restrict those even more in the name, of course, of public health. And since everybody will be on the public health system at that point, they'll have the leverage to use to control people's habits and behaviors and that sort of thing. Thanks for the expertise tonight, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're going to sign up for the government health care plan, right, Sam?
Oh, absolutely.
We should have a pretty large mass civil disobedience on that one. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
The They say we're hated for our freedoms. Their solution? Take away our freedoms.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
They spend both your lives and your money with reckless abandon.
We're out of money now. You know, we're operating in deep deficits.
One organization dares to dream of a world where nations compete for citizens instead of enslaving them. The Seasteading Institute is looking for pioneers to homestead the high seas and take civilization to the next level. Join the revolution at seasteading.org.
Alakeys.com is a community for self-learners. At Alakeys, you'll find tools to help you connect with people learning the same things you're learning, tutor other community members, and to make contacts that can help you find jobs. You can also earn money by sharing your know-how with others and contributing quality content. Visit Alakeys at alekese.com. Again, that's alekese.com.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you, including the wiki, got over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Just go to wiki.freetalklive.com, and you can edit virtually anything you see there. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live brought to you by the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And soon, Free Talk Live will be live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're going to be there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. That's this coming Thursday, so the 25th through the 28th. We'll be broadcasting live. I know Free Minds TV is going to be there broadcasting television live, which is a real trick. So we'll see how that goes. But it's going to be a lot of fun. There are going to be hundreds of people together at the same place, hundreds of like-minded people. That's the important part. People that believe as we do, Sam, you and I, love the idea of freedom, and so do these folks. And you'll find a variety. There are going to be the minarchists there, of course, and then there are going to be the voluntarists and whatever's in between. But it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of socializing, a lot of partying, a lot of games, a lot of activities and, outdoorsy stuff because it's at a campground.
And it's hard to describe what it's like to be in this environment with all of these liberty lovers, that the level of conversation just starts at a different kind of plateau.
Yeah, you don't have to move past the gates, if you will, of liberty. Most of them already are inside the fortress.
And we're all brainstorming, coming up with ideas, doing different things, and it's just a fun event. It's hard to describe.
Yeah, I don't know if fortress is a really good analogy, but that's where I came from. So, in fact, we're going to talk about violence here in a little bit. I've got a blog post that I thought was really excellent, and there's been a bit of a discussion recently on some forum posts over at the Free Keen Forum between some of the activists about violent rhetoric and the idea of using violence in response to the violence that we feel from the government, and I feel like it's important to address that. I think there's no better co-host to talk about something like that than you, Sam. So sure. We're going to get to that. Your calls, of course, are primary. We go to your phone calls. But if you want to learn more about Porkfest, go to their website at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C, porkfest.com. You can still get registered, get on board, and I'm pretty sure you'll be able to, even if you don't register over the Internet, you could probably show up. It's a campground. It's huge. They can handle an extra person, so I wouldn't be too worried about it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Porkfest.com. Let's continue with your calls. Cameron is in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, Cameron.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
What's on your mind tonight, Cameron?
Not much. Just want to say, first of all, that I became an amplifier, I think it was last week, and I was driven to do that by my friend Adam up in New York City that took you to dinner, I heard, Ian.
Oh, yeah. I do like Adam. He insists on taking us out to dinner every time Mark and I go to New York City. And
he told me he told you and Mark a good story about how I stole a bunch of glasses from a bar. So
yes. Shame on you.
I know. Anyways, I was calling because I know this doesn't have to do with U.S. politics, but have you guys been following the situation in Iran at all?
Vaguely. I understand that they tried to crack down on the news, basically locking down radio stations and TV stations, but people would turn
their accounts.
Yeah,
they shut down everything, including the Internet, and there was only a little Internet able to get out, and you know they're protesting over there to try and get like a new government in power, because the old government is obviously pretty bad and pretty oppressive to the people. So what's been going on in the U.S. and in Great Britain and all around the world, actually, is that people from around the world, especially on sites like FARC and 4chan and stuff, have been getting together. They've been going on Twitter, getting updates on Twitter that are coming out of Iran, posting them, sending them to news sites, getting them out, and then also setting up proxies so that people in Iran can Twitter there without fear of having it traced back to their IP address by the Iranian government.
So the Iranian government has not yet shut down the Internet.
They have shut down large parts of it. They've shut down most everything, pretty much Google, YouTube, all that is shut down. The only thing that stays alive somehow is Twitter, is the only one that's been managing to stay alive that they haven't shut down.
That's very interesting and really cool how the technology geeks out there are helping out with this. I think that's excellent.
That's great. And actually, even the Pirate Bay is involved. They've been helping with some of that stuff too, which I thought was kind of cool considering they've gone through some troubles of their own recently. But yeah, it just goes to show you how people, I mean, you know, the U.S. government, we're not getting involved as, you know, the government's not getting involved, but people are helping of their own accord, and it seems to really be hopefully doing something. It really does seem to be changing people's opinions and stuff. So it just goes to show that when people get involved with their own free will and left to do their own thing, they can really, you know, they can really do something good and get it done. So.
And I think the other thing that's happening is the traditional media structure is being turned on its head. I mean,
absolutely.
Typically they could filter these things out because it came from a few sources, just in a few press releases at a time, and they could stop and control
you just send the
news.
The troops down to the TV station.
But when every one of your citizens has a cell phone that can become a radio, become a broadcast TV camera, or a way to send a message out to the rest of the world, you've got millions of publishers out there that can connect with millions of consumers, and the government can't filter that. It's very difficult for them. So what they have to resort to is shutting down sites like that completely.
Which it doesn't sound like they're even able to be successful with.
They're not, and that's the thing. I mean, there it goes to show you, government, I mean, people left to their own free will, I think they're always going to be better than the government. It really goes to show you that people can get stuff done, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, we've talked to the warmongers on this show a number of times, especially on the Saturday night shows, and they are always asking, well, what would happen if we didn't have a military? And I said, well, if you wanted to go over and fight for some country, you're certainly free to do that. But it's not always that you have to fight. As these folks are showing us, you can offer aid without necessarily having to pick up a gun. I mean, the guys that are doing the Twitter thing and the setting up the proxies, all of these are very useful tools in fighting against tyranny. I guess I know I don't like that phrase, but I guess in this particular case, it's
probably they are standing up to tyranny. I guess you could
standing up. Is better, I think. Standing up to tyranny and assisting those who are being victimized. And, of course, they don't feel afraid to because they know that they can do this and the U.S. government's not going to harm them for helping the Iranians, so they're not afraid of what the local government guys are going to do. Imagine what they could do in the absence of the U.S. government, though. They could ship over RPGs. They could ship over AK-47s. They could do all kinds of things like that that otherwise would be very difficult. You try to ship a case full of AK-47s out of the country to your friends over there next to Iran, you're going to be in trouble.
I can't wait to find out in, 10 years or however long it takes when the U.S. government comes around and wants to shut down Twitter for security reasons, what their reasoning is going to be. I got to think it's coming.
It won't be long. I mean, then again, Barack Obama uses Twitter, so because, when he's getting paid to run the country, he's actually playing around on the computer, so...
Well, now, I heard some interesting little tidbits out of this. One, that a guy inside the government leaked the official results, and Ahmadinejad came in third place.
That's what we... I mean, I've really not... I haven't been, like... I've only been helping out a little, but some of the people on FARC who have been... They've been up for almost a week straight. That's what the information that they got and they put together was.
Now, he has since died in a car accident, and now they're bringing up the Supreme Ayatollah, who is this high religious leader who is telling them, stop protesting, go back to your home, and it's unthinkable, according to the mainstream press, that they would disobey the Supreme Leader.
And the candidate that they wanted to win was actually, he was kind of in cahoots with another, I guess you call him an Ayatollah, and they agreed that the power should be transferred from the supreme religious leaders to the elected representatives, including the president. They wanted to give women more rights. They wanted more open rights as far as challenging the government on things. They basically wanted more transparency in the government, and that seems to be why I'm in this job.
Another example of government resisting change from within, even when it comes from their own people.
Thank you, Cameron, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. Now, helping out the Iranians hasn't been without consequence. I've got a related story here. We'll share that with you. So you are still taking a risk, even if you are safely across the Atlantic. More on the way here. This is Free Talk Live.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop, thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Show you take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight, it is Ian here with you.
And Sam.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives going back an entire year right there on the front page. You click, you download, they're yours. freetalklive.com. We'll continue with the calls in a moment. Just to add something to what Cameron was saying earlier, he was talking about the Iran situation where you've got the state clamping down on the official media, the radio, the television, the old media being clamped down and restricted, maybe even shut down completely. I don't know all the details, just what I've heard. And he pointed out that there are some people on the internet that are providing certain security measures for individuals who are in Iran who want to Twitter, who want to use the internet to get the word out about what's happening there. And they've been relatively successful at setting up proxy servers and things like that. However, according to Slashdot.org, it is not without consequence. This, according to David Hume, Electronic Maji is reporting on the Daily Cost that the individual known as Protester Help was attacked in Ohio for providing, allegedly, for providing network security for Twitterers in Iran, setting up private networks to secure provide secure proxies, calling for media networks to remove the Iranians' Twitterers' information from their broadcast, and providing counterintelligence services within the Twitter community. Protester Help was allegedly attacked by a group of men while walking to class in Ohio. The men, who appeared to Protester Help to be either Iranian or Lebanese, drove up beside him and threw rocks at him while shouting, "Mousavi fraud." Protester Help further reported that his personal information has been leaked and is currently being spread both online and inside of Iran amongst the government. So that's kind of scary. And it does point out that even though you're an ocean away, you aren't necessarily outside the reach of people that might want to do you harm for getting involved in this situation. Now, there are some people that live for this kind of cloak and dagger stuff, and that, you know, somebody throwing rocks at them is not going to stop them from providing these services.
But that's sad, really. I mean, when you think about it,
sure, it's sad.
Helping people, you know, become more free. Sure, they're clamoring for democracy, but that's a step above what they have today. And here are people out of, you know, hatred and racism and bigotry and who knows what other kind of misunderstandings. They're attacking this man who's just trying to help people free themselves and gain a better condition for them and their lives and their kids and their family members.
I agree with you. It is sad, but I think it's worth putting out there that if you want to help out with even technical things, mm-hmm. there's a chance you could be targeted. You are getting involved in what is essentially somebody else's situation. And when you pick a side, this is a very small version of blowback, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the U.S. government gets into some sort of issue across the you know, in some other country, and it picks a side, and inevitably the other side and whatever that conflict is pissed off at the U.S. government. Well, this guy, protester help, picked a side, and now he's found that he's in the midst of the conflict. So I'm somebody who says it's none of my business. I'd stay out of it. But for those of you that do want to get involved, do realize, even though you're way over here, there may still be consequences. Not that I don't think that what he did was heroic. Not that I don't think that what he did was you know, very, very valuable. I think what he's doing is the right thing. He's not hurting anybody. He's not going over and killing any of the troops in Iran or whatever, any of the government guys. He's not using violent methods.
No, he's enabling freedom of speech, period.
Yeah, but there are still consequences when you're dealing with violent people. If you want to stand in their way, there's a chance you're going to be targeted. That's why I just wanted to let people know this is not what necessarily a completely safe thing to do. So if you're going to do it, keep it real quiet. Do your best to be private yourself. Don't let the new local newspaper do a feature splash story about you talking about how you're helping out the Iranians. That's the last thing you want is to draw attention to yourself or even your handle. You know, you don't want to draw attention to any kind of identifying information.
Unless you're up here in New Hampshire.
Probably a little safer up here, but yeah, there's hatred in a lot of places. We'll continue here with your phone calls to the Amp Line. Jim in Rhode Island, you're on Free Talk Live, Jim.
What's going on, Ian?
What's on your mind?
Howdy.
Go ahead, Jim.
Well, I was listening to the podcast. It was a podcast from 2 days ago, and I heard you guys discussing Social Security. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought I heard you and Mark both say that you guys don't pay into Social Security.
That is correct. Sam, now, do you pay Social Security?
Not at the moment.
No, I have not paid Social Security probably since 2003.
Yeah. I wasn't aware there was a way to get out of paying Social Security. How do you guys accomplish that?
I can't answer your question. If you're working for a corporation, I have no idea what that process would be, if it's even possible, because then you'd have to get your corporation that you're working for, which is essentially a government-granted entity. It's a file folder created by the state. So they're pretty beholden to the state and following the state's rules. You'd have to somehow convince them to cut you your entire paycheck and not take the Social Security portion out. Whether that's possible, I've never heard a success story. If you've got a success story, would love to hear it at 800-259-9231. But if you're working for yourself, you just don't pay them.
Interesting. Oh, because you guys are self-employed. Oh, okay. I just wanted to let you guys know that I will be attending my first Pork Fest this year. So I look forward to meeting you.
All right. Well, we'll see you then. Anything else on your mind tonight, Jim?
I'll leave you guys with that. I'll see you soon.
Thank you for the call, and good luck out there. I'd love to hear a success story of somebody not paying Social Security while still in the system as far as the corporate working world is concerned.
Yeah, I mean, it's difficult to do, and that's why I kind of realized that corporate life that I used to live was not the one for me, because it meant participating in the system. There's hardly any way that I've found to get out of, you know, all of these taxes and paying all of these things that I just morally disagree with, and I couldn't be a part of any longer.
You know, Dale was talking about that. I think he was talking about it with us on the air about how he was at one time working in that corporate world, doing a corporate programming job and making decent money, of course, and a significant chunk of that decent money was being taken by the federal government. But he feels much more satisfied with his life and much more content now that he is on his own, no longer working for his corporate master, and is making significantly less. He's not making near as much as he used to. It's starting to grow for him, though. He's doing his own thing, obviously, with a comic strip. Dale from Anarchy in Your Head, of course, is who we're talking about, anarchyinyourhead.com. You can see his comic strip there. And he's starting to do freelance art for people, and his schedule's getting busier and busier as far as people that need him to do are asking him to do artwork for them. And
I think you and Dale are perfect examples of people who are living their passion. And when you do that, you know, at first you may not make as much, but over time, as you get better at it and affect a greater change out in the world, people will reward you for that, and you'll have what you need.
Absolutely. You gotta, as long as you're providing people with a product and a service with that value. They value.
Mm-hmm.
If you're putting junk out there that nobody's interested in, you're gonna have a real tough time. Even if that's your dream to put something out that only you want, it's not likely gonna happen. But the good news is something you want is likely wanted by other people.
Yeah, that's what you do, isn't it?
It's pretty much what I do. Yeah, I mean I put the radio show out that I want to listen to, and I've never really done anything but that. I'll listen to what people's suggestions are, and if I feel like the suggestion would improve the show I wanted to listen to, then I'll take the suggestion. Otherwise, it goes into the junk bin. Because if I tried to do everything that everybody wanted with this show, I'd drive myself nuts trying to change it in every little which way that would satisfy the majority of the listeners or whatever that even means at any given time.
Yeah.
So 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So coming up here, I want to share a story with you from freekeen.com, actually originally from the New Hampshire Free Press. By a guy who I think came from a similar position that I have come from as far as in this movement, coming from more of the conservative side of things, having a real revering for the Second Amendment and bearing firearms and, you know, they'll take me lead first or whatever that, you know, the firearms advocates, the gun polishers like to say, and talking all tough about how when the government comes, it's going to be a shootout. They're not going quietly, et cetera, et cetera.
And the problem is you never know.
You never know what?
When they're going to come for you to drag you off or when they're just coming to talk to you.
That is all true, and there are more problems with that perspective, and he outlines them pretty effectively. I want to get to that and take your calls about whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and it's flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com, or call toll free 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Now, if you enjoy the fact that we give you the features on the website for free, one of the things you can do to help support the show is shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So it doesn't matter if you're buying, even in their used section, they sell used items at Amazon. Whether you're buying there or brand new, you're getting free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their brand new items. Doesn't matter what you buy. If you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So great way to get the stuff that you need for life and help Free Talk Live at the same time. It's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained at resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI, check them out. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
All right, 800-259-9231. So let's talk about dogs. Long Beach, California. The story is from the Press Telegram, PressTelegram.com. This time, the dog catcher is going after stray owners. City and county animal control agencies serving Long Beach will begin going door to door this month to provide their services to you.
Wonderful.
Yeah, they're just going to be offering services, and I'm sure it'll be your choice whether or not to take them. Apparently, you know, what they're trying to do is to make sure that dog licenses are up to date, essentially make sure that you've been ponying up the cash that they demand from you. Inspectors plan to spend the next 6 months using lists of data that show addresses where a dog license may have expired, knock on the door, and ask the owner if they would like to renew their licenses. Just a little customer service call. Hey, just checking in on you. Would you like
Do you suppose somewhere in there they'll ask, hey, do you still have those dogs?
Well, you're right about that.
We see records here that say you own two chocolate Labradors. Do you still have those animals?
As opposed to jumping right into collecting?
Yeah, because then they can establish, oh, you've still got the animals. Well, now we also show that those licenses are expired.
Yes, that's very likely.
Take care of that.
If inspectors pass an address not on the list of licensees and see or hear a dog, They will knock on the door to inquire if the pet belongs to that household or whether the animal was perhaps registered at another address before a move. So if there's a dog barking in your backyard and you don't have the required details, then they'll be knocking on your door as well. So don't think that just because you don't have a dog in the system that they won't knock on your door.
Wasn't it in V for Vendetta where the two guys are driving around in the van listening into people's houses mm-hmm. and their conversations? So this is essentially a low-tech version of that. So maybe one day he'll be able to get sensors that can pick this up.
Well, right, because if you don't answer the door, then there's not much that they can do. Right?
Right.
If the government people are trying to contact you, it's never for something good. When could it be for something good? I suppose if you're missing somebody and they're calling you to try, you know, to say they found your 10-year-old son, okay, well, then you already called them. You know, they're calling you back in that particular case. But if all of a sudden you've got some guy in a uniform at your front door knocking on it, what benefit is it to you to even answer it? What benefit could it possibly be for you to go up and open that door for that person?
Not much anymore.
Because you can plan out your responses if you want to. You might think that you know exactly how you would handle a situation like that, but you don't really know exactly what they're going to say, and you certainly don't know what they're going to do. They may call the police just to, if you're being ornery, if you're being non-responsive to their questions. They may decide that that's a reason to call the cops on you or try to get a search warrant or something like that. Whereas if you just let them stand on the porch for a minute, they'll go away and probably never come back. Now, let's see what the bureaucrats have to say for themselves on this one. It's interesting to always get their perspective on things. Pet owners who are out of compliance will have a choice. Renew the annual dog license for $19. Now, it's $91 if the dog is not spayed or neutered. So does that mean they'll be checking on your dog as well?
Physical examinations? Wow.
They'll probably just ask you. They probably just ask all of these questions, and then if you answer the affirmative, then now it's $91 instead of $19. Or you'll face a citation if you don't do one of those two things. You'll face a citation of about $295. So the bureaucrat here, John Keisler, manager of the city's animal care services, says it's not worth it and it's a waste of time. Which means that he's saying it's not worth it to accept the citation.
Well, no, what he's saying is it's not worth trying to fight this. We're going to get your money. The choice that you have is either to pay or pay more.
Pay more. Right, because then you probably have to go to a court or something like that. Owners can write a renewal check on the spot, or they can agree to send a payment. The goal is not so much to punish errant owners, they say, but to better track pets. That's all this is about. It's just numbers.
Not compliance.
Inspectors with citation powers. Can you imagine that? They've got their powers to write citations. I bet that makes them feel very special.
They probably already have metal badges.
Inspectors will make the call on whether to cite owners on a case-by-case basis. Those without the power to cite can ask another officer to follow up with owners unwilling to comply with the law. Likely, if someone will make their license current right there and then no, they won't be cited, but somebody has that choice. If they say, no, I'm not going to get a license right then and there, we will return and write a citation.
What happens if this guy comes to your door and you have friends over who brought their dog?
Well, they're going to want an explanation. If you answer the door, they're going to start asking questions. Is this your dog? No, they're my friends. Okay.
Are you sure about
them?
Are they going to believe that?
Well, who knows what they will believe? This is why you don't want to answer the door in the first place, so you don't have to get into some story. I mean, if you start telling lies, you have to start telling more lies to cover the lies, and there's a good chance you'll get caught. Dog owners receive annual license renewal statements in the mail. If the animal dies, the owner moves, or gives away the pet, they can call or write animal services to indicate the change in circumstances. And I bet you if you don't call, that's another citation. In Long Beach, there are believed to be more dogs than licenses, but exactly how many more is unknown. Right now, we have about 180,000 households and on record 36,000 dogs. We know there are more animals out there that are unregistered, and we want to make sure we're doing the best we can to register them in accordance with the municipal code, because every dog is a $19 check from the people that own it.
Every year.
Well, yeah, and that's a renewal. The $19 is a renewal, so it probably costs more to get the initial license.
Oh, there's a processing fee.
Yeah, and a tax on top of that.
20% on top of that.
Inspectors will comb the city with their lists and the, I guess that's about the story there. So look out. And this could be happening, even though it's happening in Long Beach, it could be happening absolutely anywhere. So beware, because these bureaucrats want your details. You've got something you want to share here? Let's get to that in a moment. I know it's related, but Don is on the line in Arizona. Don, you're on Free Talk Live. Don?
No, just Dan.
Dan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a dog owner, and all my life, I don't succumb to the authorities. I hate that word.
Yes.
And license my dog.
Good for
you. I control my dog, and I don't need my dog spayed or neutered because I control my dog.
Well, just because a dog is licensed doesn't mean they're in any under any more control. They're still going to bark out in the backyard and still going to annoy some people.
Well, absolutely. My point is, I would put it to anyone that if they did a survey, if they could, and they surveyed those dogs and those dog owners that submitted to the government and licensed their dogs, and then they surveyed those who didn't, you would find that those that didn't would have better behaved dogs than those that were licensed.
I don't know. It seems speculative to me.
I understand it does, but it's a dichotomy of just how when people think that they get a license or someone is licensed, that everything is hunky-dory, and it isn't.
Are you sure? If we didn't have dog licenses, it would be like India and there'd be strays running all over the streets, wouldn't it?
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Dogs are dogs. No, it wouldn't be like that.
What's the discrimination? That's what I want to know. Why aren't there cat licenses? Do they actually have those in places?
I've never checked.
No, well, me neither. I know for a fact they don't have them here in the Keene area. They do have dog licenses, but not cat licenses. Mm-hmm. What's up with that? Anyway, thank you for the call tonight, Don.
Okay.
Dan. Appreciate it, Dan. 800-259-9231. Sam, you've got an email. I don't know if we'll have time to get through it, but
it's real short. This was one of the letters that I got in jail, and it's from one of the Free Talk Live listeners, and it relates to answering the door, and it says...
Oh, see, I told you we didn't have a lot of time, but we'll get to it, okay? Hour number two, the whole issue of should you answer the door when the government people come calling. I've yet to hear a good reason why you should.
Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SICL CAI toll-free line. Maybe one reason why you should answer is if you have a camera with you, a video camera, and you want to confront them on camera, that'd be a good way to... Maybe that's a good excuse, but otherwise, keep the door closed. Don't let them know you're there. Hour two coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.